Crazy Talk Podcast. This is Angela Campagna from Face to Face Therapy. I'm here with one of my favorite co-hosts, Mr. Phillips. How are you doing, Bradley?
I am great. How are you today?
I am awesome.
Wonderful.
I am super pumped. We have Miss Lori Dather here, who is a registered dietitian in the state of Arkansas. I am going to let her explain a little bit more about what that actually means, but I guess we can all gather. It has something to do with food. Yes. Yep. Thank you for joining us, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really glad to be here. This is my first
podcast. I'm excited. Let's jump in.
Yeah. So, well, just to tell a little bit about a registered dietitian. So a registered dietitian has been trained for 4 years in an undergraduate bachelor's of science degree, and then you have to go on to an internship and then pass a registration exam. And we also have to maintain, you know, continuing education credits in order to maintain our registration. And then we also, and additionally, if we want to practice any type of disease management or work in a hospital or nursing home, you have to be licensed in the state of Arkansas. And that kind of prevents people that maybe don't have that four-year degree or that higher level of expertise in nutrition from offering nutrition advice in disease states. Now, you know, you can offer, you know, advice about healthy eating and things like that if you have studied nutrition, but you cannot practice medical, what we call medical nutrition therapy, which is more, again, addressing disease states and interventions to help prevent disease or intervene in disease such as renal or diabetes and things like that.
So in my brain, it's kind of like the difference in my field, coaching versus therapy.
Absolutely. Yep.
Is it the same?
Good, yeah, that's actually a really good example of the differences. You know, you can coach someone like a personal trainer.
Right.
You know, they really like to get into, you know, some of the nutrition, which, you know, I would rather do it myself, but we can't necessarily stop a personal trainer from offering nutrition advice because it's about healthy eating and, you know, basic nutrition. But if that personal trainer were to start talking about diabetes intervention or renal, like kidney disease, or any type of, you know, like maybe irritable bowel syndrome and try to start getting into maybe a disease state, that's when the line, you know, is drawn and a registered dietitian is the one that needs to be intervening in that situation.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here because I may be getting too far down the road,
okay.
But you said disease state.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm thinking about sort of my field too, like eating disorders.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Registered dietitian is really the only one that is qualified to be dealing with, in addition with a mental health professional, because that is a whole nother area that people, you know, like to get advice for, but it could actually cause more damage than help. So it really has to be someone who is qualified, which is a registered dietitian and a mental health
Hello,
professional.
Hello, I didn't even say that. I didn't say Miss Lori Dather of Face to Face Therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Working with me at Face to Face Therapy.
Yeah.
Bradley, how'd you let me miss that?
I have no idea. You did not contain your assignment.
I think I'm a little pumped up this morning because I got my COVID vaccine.
Oh. Yeah, I want a picture when your third arm grows.
Well, and that's what I want to say, and I don't know if you can start before you're doing it again, but yeah. You know, that's what I want to say, that dietitians working with mental health professionals in the area of eating disorders is really important. And that's why I'm really excited about this partnership with Face-to-Face Therapy, because
totally.
You know, dietitians and mental health professionals can work very closely together. You know, there's so much research out there with nutrition and brain health now, you know, that the way you eat, what you put in your body and the gut health that you can maintain with a healthy diet affects your brain. It affects, you know, your neurotransmitters, and it affects depression and anxiety and stress. And so there's so many, you know, ways that we can relate with each other, mm-hmm. that we can help each other and help your clients.
Oh, right. Yeah. And everybody that knows me, I'm all about the team approach. And I was so excited when I met you because I like, you know, I encourage my people to work out, work with trainers and all that. But a lot of my people have something a little bit more going on,
right.
That they need a little bit more support, which that's when I would need someone like you, right?
And I will say that as a dietitian, I see, and this is what bothers me about, you know, about nutrition, is people get stressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition and food is something that we need to be excited about and thankful for. And it's just such a huge part of our lives. I don't like it when people make it part of their stress, you mm-hmm. know, free yourself from that. You know, food is an enjoyable thing that we can get together with friends and family. And, you know, it's something that is our society and our culture that is such a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when people use that as a portion of their stress, causing their stress,
mm-hmm.
I want to alleviate that. I want to help people see food as it's a positive thing. And it's something, honestly, that if it causes you stress, it is something that you actually can control 100%. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like if you get a disease and a doctor says you have, you know, say a cancer. You have very little control over that. You know, your body is kind of, maybe you feel like your body has kind of betrayed you, and the doctor is in complete control of the treatment. Nutrition and food is something that you can control 100%. You are empowered to make your decisions. And again, a lot of people know what to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to be inspired and mm-hmm. equipped with tools. And that's what that's my passion. I want to equip people, but most importantly, I want to inspire people. Mm-hmm. Like my lifestyle, I, you know, pretty much exercise almost every day and I like to eat healthy, but I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't weigh myself. I don't necessarily expect perfection from myself. So don't expect perfection from yourself, but do, you know, try to incorporate a healthy lifestyle. You know, 90% of the time, maybe 80% of the time, eating healthy and getting your daily exercise. And it does just wonders, like I said earlier, about your mental health.
And that's been about the COVID vaccine. We can't not talk about COVID anymore in our life.
Right.
But gosh, this past year has been really hard for people to do that.
And you know, nutrition with COVID, there's so much research right now that shows that, you know, a healthy diet, you know, and a healthy weight really does help battle and help you be a little bit more protected against
COVID. Right. It's preventative mm-hmm. medicine.
And that's another reason I went into nutrition. It's such a preventative thing. Like, I didn't want to be the one that, you know, took care of you after you were sick. I want to be the one that takes care of you and says, here's how you can prevent mm-hmm. perhaps that disease state that is, you know, there are so many diseases that are preventable through nutrition and a healthy lifestyle and healthy weight.
So Lori, you've got a lot of, besides your fancy credentials, you've got a lot of experience in this field. Could you tell us a little bit about that, what you've done in your career?
Well, it's safe to say I've done a little bit of everything. I've been a dietitian for over 30 years. And so I've done pretty much everything, and I've seen, you know, the trends come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And I have worked in critical care. So I've seen how nutrition can benefit someone that has gone through trauma and in a critical care state. Mm-hmm. And how nutrition can fuel their bodies and help heal their bodies mm-hmm. until they're out of that critical state. But I've also helped athletes. I've helped eating disorders. I've helped, you know, just different, you know, metabolic disorders such as diabetes and hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
But my main, like I said, my main passion is helping you be inspired to have a healthy lifestyle so that you don't have to deal with a lot of those disease states and to prevent those from happening. And it's so simple. I mean, it really isn't. I don't know, you know, if you want me to get into that now, but just it's so basic.
Yeah.
And it's what you've heard for years and years. Like I said, I've been a dietitian for 30 years and I've seen all the trends come and go. And it always falls back down to eat more fruits and vegetables, whole foods.
Yeah.
You know, lean meats, beans, legumes, you know, things like that. And healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
And so just really sticking with those basics. And if you can make one or two changes, just one or two on a day-to-day basis, you're going to see some major health benefits to that.
I think that's go ahead, Bradley.
Yeah, well, that's some really good advice, because following up with what you were saying earlier, eating is stressful. I mean, I think everybody wants to eat healthy, but your options are so limited, you know, and if you've, unless you have a large family, it's not economical to go to Kroger and spend $25 on a meal for one or two. So eating is stressful. And I think that it's fantastic to know that if you can just take little bite-sized pieces here, well, metaphorically, the information that you're getting, just changing little habits here and there is a great way to start, because it is intimidating when you want to eat healthy and there's just not many options.
So I think that Lori's field is like mine in so many ways, but people get overwhelmed and stressed out by all the stuff they're getting fed through social media, commercials, food products, everything. Like, I have people that come to me like, well, I've read 25 self-help books. I'm so overwhelmed, but they haven't done psychotherapy and and work with a professional. And that's what I'm kind of thinking, why it gets stressful to the average person, because we're Googling what can we eat healthy? I'm guilty of it. I had terrible acid reflux and stuff going on recently, and I did the same thing. I had to Google for a few days to figure out I should start my probiotic again before I go talk to my doctor or to Lori. But I think when you're in that loop, and I think a lot of people don't even know that there are people like Lori here.
Right. Yeah. And I will tell you, if you Google it, a lot of people out there, you know, maybe don't have your best interests at heart. They have their pocketbook at heart. And so you really need to keep that in mind as well, that, you know, they're going to market these high dollar, you know, complicated solutions. Mm-hmm. Whereas honestly, it's like you said, go to Kroger, stay on the outside of the grocery store.
Is that a trick?
It's a trick. It's an absolute trick. Stay on the outsides, you know, stay on the perimeter.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And you have your fresh fruits and vegetables. You have your, you know, whole meats. You have your cheeses and yogurts and your eggs.
Okay.
Whole foods that haven't been processed, you know, because, you know, it is very proven in the research that, you know, the more refined and processed a food is, the more it can damage your body just through the byproducts of metabolism. And so when you take in whole foods, and again, the whole grains and, you know, whole foods, the byproducts of the metabolism of those foods are going to benefit your body. And, you know, I really have done a lot of research on the gut, it's called the microbiome, and that is so huge right now with our immunities, with, you know, COVID, and we're all concerned about that. But your gut is the biggest immune organ to defend your body that you have, and people don't think of it as an immune organ, but it is your number one defense to disease, I've never thought about that.
Environmental factors. I know we often, especially kids, that's a big stress organ for us.
It is.
Yep. And so maybe that's related.
Your gut affects your mental health. It affects your physical health and your immune system. And so you really need to maintain your gut health. And if you've been on antibiotics frequently, you really need to focus on getting that gut flora. I think they said there's like 30 trillion. We have more bacteria in our system than cells. So we're really actually made more of bacteria and fungi than cells. And so that, I know that's kind of
how does that make you feel? Disgusting. Bradley, how does that make you feel?
We're warm and tingly inside.
Well, here, I think you have 30 or 40 trillion bacteria and fungi in your body. So it's overwhelming to think about. I think it's 2 to 5 pounds of bacteria in your body.
I'm kind of curious, what do you think is the biggest mistake when people come to you? What is the biggest nutrition mistake that people make?
That is a great question. Yeah. I will say 110% without a doubt, it is they think there's a quick fix. Uh-huh. They want a quick pill. They want a supplement. They want a quick fix. Just give me a quick fix.
Yeah.
And I want it, and I want it now. And that is not the answer. My advice to people when I counsel or coach them is, because they get overwhelmed. It's like we just talked about earlier.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. They want to give up. They say, I can't even think about it because I get so overwhelmed when I think about it. Don't just think of food as your friend. I mean, it really is. Think of food just as your fuel. What are your goals in life? Mm-hmm. And how are you going to feel, you know, how are you going to feel your body to reach your goals in life? Don't think of it as this burden and this stressor. And again, go back to the basics. Don't, you know, there's a government site that's choosemyplate.gov. Mm-hmm. And that is a great resource because it's so basic and it's the USDA. Hmm. You know, instead of the food guide pyramid, which to me was a complete disaster.
Okay. Is this the new thing now? Choose your plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is a plate, and it is choosemyplate.gov.
Okay. Choose my plate. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it is so much more basic because it just tells you, hey, make half your plate fruits and veggies, fresh veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that goes back to the gut health. That goes to antioxidants to help, you know, keep your body free from disease, take care of all those side effects from metabolism that may harm your body.
Mm-hmm.
Stress causes those things of metabolism to harm your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, you can't just look at just plain nutrition. You've got to incorporate the mental health aspects too and decrease your stress. So don't let food stress you. I mean, that is, I will tell you, you know, again, when I give people the biggest mistake they make, they get overwhelmed and they quit.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so I say, take it one day at a time. Don't think of, some people will say, oh, hey, you know, think of your 6 month self. How, you know, don't you want your 6 month self to thank you? And I'm like, no, how about we think of it this way? How do you want your going to bed tonight self to thank you? So think of it as when you go to bed tonight, you know, did you make some good decisions for your health? Mm-hmm. What are some things you can reflect on today that, you know, made you feel successful? Mm-hmm. And really just changing your whole thought process from negative, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I get a candy bar, I failed. Mm-hmm. That's not going to help your stress. That's not going to help your gut health. That's not going to help your, you know, all the side effects of stress that are going to affect your ability to mm-hmm. to fight disease. So think of it as, hey, I got in my 20-minute walk. Even though you had a candy bar, if you got in that 20-minute walk and you had three vegetables that day, let's go to bed that night thinking, I did something for my health today. Mm-hmm. So don't think of it in 6 months or 3 months. Think of it, when I go to bed tonight, I made some healthy decisions for myself, and I'm going to bed successful tonight. That's how I want you to think of it, because otherwise, like I said, you get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And you go to bed feeling like a failure.
Yeah.
Okay, Lori, I want to ask you about that candy bar. So I am out on my lunch break. I've got 5 minutes. I need to get something in me. I know that I'm hungry. Do I eat that candy bar, or do I not eat anything?
That's a really good question. Not being fueled is not good for you, because then you're going to go home if you didn't eat the candy bar, and you're going to probably eat a lot of food that maybe is not necessarily healthy for you. And candy bars are not necessarily going to, in the long term, hurt you. It's your daily decisions. And so maybe tomorrow you keep in your car some healthier choices, like a granola bar, or maybe a Kind bar that's made more with natural ingredients instead of the candy bar. So it's all about availability, if you think about it. So do you have that candy bar in your car? That's the point. It's so keep healthier foods in your car. So when those situations arise again, you have, I really promote a lot of like those healthy energy bars that you make yourself with oats and peanut butter and honey and flaxseed. They're so easy to make, and flaxseed and chia seeds are now so available in the grocery store that you just go grab them and you can add them to just about anything. Or go to a smoothie, restaurant.
Well, I'm a Smoothie King person.
Yeah.
And I like Smoothie King.
And tell them no sugar.
Yeah.
No sugar. If you look at the ingredients in smoothies right now, they are the ones you buy at restaurants. They are way too high in sugar, and fruit has enough sugar. So, and again, it's about training your taste buds. You know, in a few days, if you eat, and this is what I tell my clients as well, you're training your body. Okay. So if you eat vegetables and you avoid sweets, you're going to train your body to crave vegetables, and almost sweets become like undesirable. Mm-hmm. But if you eat a lot of sweets and you avoid vegetables, the vegetables seem undesirable to your mm-hmm. taste buds, and the sweets you're going to crave. So you're going to have to train your body. You train your taste buds to crave those vegetables. And I promise you, if you go a month with eating a lot of fresh vegetables and avoiding sweets, you'll start to crave those vegetables, and those vegetables actually start tasting sweet and satisfying to mm-hmm. you. And the sweets almost seem repulsive.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true, because I have diabetes in my family, so I try to be super careful with sugar.
Yeah.
I'm not great with a lot of my choices, but sugar is probably one of them. And sometimes like a cooked carrot is almost too sweet for me sometimes.
Yeah. I had some cauliflower last night. My husband had it sitting out, and I just grabbed a couple of florets of cauliflower, and I had just worked out, and it tasted so sweet and refreshing. And I thought, you know, if just more people would just try it.
Yeah, but I think it's like when I'm trying to get working with someone in therapy to change their way of thinking, mm-hmm. it takes time.
It is definitely a change.
And it takes time with the taste buds.
Yep.
Sorry, I've got a lot of questions for Lori. Sorry, Bradley. One thing I just thought of is you said people want a quick fix. And yes. I know right now there's a lot of like 30-day plans mm-hmm. and all of this. What is a reasonable amount to kind of reasonable time, like it's usually like 6 months or a year or 2 months, or what do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes,
it's kind of a vague question.
I actually have two answers to that.
Okay.
Well, my first answer is it's today. This is the first day. I want you to go to bed tonight thinking I ate more vegetables.
Okay.
I ate a couple of blueberries. I had some soluble fiber. I had some whole grains.
Okay.
And I had some lean, healthy meats or beans. That, like, so if you start to think of it as a 30-day plan, that more is like that's almost a road to failure. Because then you're saying, I'm going to stick with this for 30 days and then I'm going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, I like to just focus on the day-to-day. Like I said, I want you to go to bed tonight knowing you ate 3 servings of vegetables, at least, mm-hmm. of fresh, whole vegetables, cooked or uncooked, I don't care. I like my vegetables raw.
I do
but,
too,
Because that teaches you that sweetness and that snacking and that, you know, the crunch, and it just gives you that satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to go to bed tonight thinking, okay, I had more vegetables. I had 100% whole grain versus white bread. I mm-hmm. avoided, you know, and again, it's just a training thing. Like people don't even know, some people don't even know there's whole 100% whole wheat spaghetti out there.
Mm-hmm.
Changed to 100% whole wheat spaghetti. It is nuttier. It's flavorful. It's more filling. It's more satisfying, but it's different than mm-hmm. what you're used to.
Yeah.
But it's a training thing. Like I went half and half of spaghetti, regular spaghetti and whole grain spaghetti. And then we eventually transitioned into all.
Oh, see, that's something I wouldn't have even thought of, the half and half thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I like that.
Cause my kids didn't like the whole grain spaghetti when I first introduced it. So I mixed it with the regular spaghetti and then I eventually turned just 100% whole grain and they didn't even know the difference. So
that's a mom move.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Mom
move. All right. Speaking of kids. So I've got a 6-year-old that eats nothing but pepperoni pizza and French fries and refuses to try new things, including Rice Krispie treats as of last night. He would not try them. So thankfully, he will eat some carrots and broccoli and ranch dressing.
Yeah, that's good.
But, you know, what do you do for kids who just literally refuse? I mean, the kid will eat marshmallow cream by the spoonful, but he would not eat marshmallow cream when added to Rice Krispies. What do you do with a child like this?
Well, honestly, you keep healthy foods in the house. And you introduce these foods, and if they refuse to eat them, I mean, honestly, you just introduce them slowly. I'm glad to hear that you say that they like broccoli, because I used to tell my kids that they were trees and that they could pretend they were monsters and eating them, which they laugh at me now, but all my kids love vegetables and healthy food now. And they even meal prep, which is, I don't even do that. So I'm pretty proud of them. But honestly, it's how you model. You have to model for your kids. And thankfully 6 years old is still really young. And so just keeping nothing but the healthier foods in the house. And again, once in a while, my husband used to hide the honey buns because I'd say they're not even classified as food, but they still like them. And so they would hide them from me. And so it was kind of a dad kid secret. They would keep honey buns hidden places. But so I'm not, you know, I have no problem with that. But again, it goes back to those are just kind of the fun little side foods that you eat once in a while. But again, model the behavior. I mean, as parents, you know, we have to model good behaviors in everything else. So we have to model the good behaviors in food.
Yes.
And so you just keep trying. You don't give up, because it's like, you know, hey, you don't give up on other, you know, if they throw a fit in the grocery store, you don't give up and just let them do it every time. So.
Yeah. And the same thing, I'm glad you brought up the modeling, because with the mental health and behavior and managing emotions, it's the things that kids listen to the most is the modeling, the behavior that you want your child.
Well, they're smart. If you tell them, hey, this will give you energy to run fast to climb at recess, or, you know, kind of make it a motivation thing, because kids love the thought of being able to run faster or, you know, be smart, you know, you'll be able to, you know, be a smart scientist someday, or, you know, just things like that, because you can use it as a motivator for other behaviors, you know.
Right.
So it'll help you to have energy to play outside, or, you know, put together this puzzle, you know, helps you think clearer, you know, just things like that to really help them realize, you know, draw that connection between that food and their bodies. Cause kids do care about their bodies, and just say, well, you know, if you eat just that marshmallow cream, whatever you said, it's going to make you feel tired, and you're not going to have the energy that you're going to want to, you know, go play with your friends. And, you know, in a way that however you want to relate to your child, you know, however you use the wording that, you know, works best with your child, cause you know your child the best. But, you know, honestly, telling them, educating them, because they're smart. Kids are smart.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. Little Bill is a little Bradley, so he's super smart.
But give him credit, Give him credit. They'll understand if you explain it to him. In a 6-year-old way, of course.
Yeah.
Don't tell them there's, you know.
Oh, with your 6-year-old, you probably need to explain it like a, I don't know, 22-year-old. I don't know.
I'll write in paper on it.
There's cytokines that will be released into your body, little Bradley, that will, you know.
Mm-hmm. When someone comes to see you, mm-hmm. Lori, what is included in that when they come to have a visit with you?
That's a great question. So what I do is I sit down and I tell them, first thing I need to know is about you. I need to know your schedule. Mm-hmm. I need to know your lifestyle. Like what do you do so what time do you get up? Is it crazy busy? Do you have time for breakfast? So I really have to analyze their schedule during the week and on weekends. So what are we dealing with? Because I need to, you need to be realistic. I can't just hand you a meal plan if I don't know anything about you. And that is in essence, why we need that 1 hour as your initial assessment, because I need to know about you. I need to be able to give you the tools that complies with your schedule. Maybe you have kids, you don't have time at night, you're tired at night, you can't, yeah. Do you need a pressure cooker? Do you need a slow cooker? What kind of recipes can I give you to help you be successful? Because that's my role.
Recipes?
Okay, so what I do after I find out about your whole schedule and what I'm dealing with, I will give you a 7-day plan. And basically what that does is it just gives you an example of this is what it would look like to really grasp those tools that you need to eat healthy. And these are some examples of the foods that I would recommend to you to help you eat healthy. And I emphasize some foods for some people if they're dealing with certain issues, like, maybe they have some gut issues, maybe they have, anxiety, maybe they mm-hmm. have other things. So I really do put in there some extra foods to like say, well, these foods have been shown to help with, decrease stress or help,
Can you give me a few little things right now that are good for anxiety?
Absolutely. You go back to like the deep colored berries, like blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, things like that. Any type of green, leafy, fresh vegetable are really good. And again, I want to emphasize too, different colors of vegetables have different chemicals and vitamins and minerals that will benefit you. So the reds, the oranges, the deep greens, iceberg lettuce is basically cellulose and water. So I don't even recommend that. Yeah, you can eat it, but it's not nutrient packed like, say, a kale or a spinach or a leaf.
Yes, but it's a wonderful carrier for the ranch dressing.
Yes, that's true. Yes, it's a good medium. But so I really just want to give my clients a basic, this is what 7 days of what I'm encouraging you to do looks like.
Yeah.
And then what I do is I give them recipes and I also give them resources like Choose My Plate, where you can go and find additional resources because there's a lot of bad stuff out there. And I want to keep you away from the people that just are interested in complicating things so they can make money.
Yeah.
And, there are some legitimate ones that want to make money that are good, but I want to steer you away from the ones that really honestly just want to confuse and complicate because then you think that you have to just go to them to get direction and resources and things like that. So, my motivation for you is health and wellness, and that's, nutrition is such a huge part of that. And so I want to really direct you to the correct resources. And so I'll give you resources, I'll give you recipes. And again, I'll give you that 7-day plan. And I'll also give you little tricks, like the grocery store issue mm-hmm. and having snacks in your car that are easy to grab that, will keep you from being hungry. And a lot of it is, I was just talking to my husband this morning. It's about being prepared, like having in your house the things that will promote health and mm-hmm. not loading up your pantry with things that you know are going to cause you failure. Mm-hmm. Taking control. Again, this is an area of your life that you have 100% control over. And that's a beautiful thing. And we don't have control over a lot of things in our lives. COVID and, there's a lot of things that are job that we don't have a lot of control over right now. And I just want my clients to feel empowered. Mm-hmm. Give them the tools. Again, my mantra is inspire and equip.
I want
to inspire you and I want to equip you with the tools.
I love that. What do you think about that, Bradley?
I like that a lot. And it's presented in a non-intimidating way. And it kind of puts you in the mind state to approach it open to change. I really like that a lot.
Yeah. And again, I don't want to make you feel, you don't need one more burden, one more stress in your life right now. And so if you come to me I'm not going to make nutrition and food something that complicates your life or stresses you out. I want to give you a foundation that's going to make it easy for you to choose the right foods and to have the right foods in your home and to really honestly, like I said, go to bed at night. What did I do just today to make a success, you know, to bring more success? So again, did I eat 3 vegetables today? Did I drink 2 liters of water today? You know, did I, you know, and just little things. It's sometimes it's just the little things. And again, don't make it a big thing. Make it a little thing. Make it like, okay, all I have to do is choose, you know, just choose better options and stay away from that sugar. That's honestly, some of those processed foods and those sugars really truly are poisoning your body, and not just your body, but your mind. They're also poisoning your mind.
It's true.
And it's easy, but it's hard. Does that make sense? It's so easy, but we make it so difficult and so
mindfulness.
Stressful.
Yes. Mindfulness is so easy, yet so hard.
Yeah. And I will tell you too, it's so hard with, you know, some of my clients that, you know, maybe have eaten and they have gotten themselves in a situation where they're overweight. And so the one thing I find about our culture and our society is it's real funny when you're together with your friends, you think, oh, we're going to go and we're going to eat, you know, these unhealthy foods. And it's real funny, you know, how some people laugh about eating a lot and eating bad foods.
Right.
But when you go home and you're by yourself and you look at, you know, you can't fit in your jeans and you feel bad about yourself and you feel tired and you feel lazy and you feel poisoned basically.
Right. Like eat, like a little kid eating too much candy.
Yes.
It's like,
it's not funny.
Yeah.
And so I just encourage everybody that when you're in those situations where you think it's really funny to go, you know, eat bad, you're not going to feel good when you get home.
Yeah.
And really surround yourself with people that are positive and encourage you and support you. Because that will be, you know, that will help you succeed as well. Not the people that just really, you know, take you out and think it's really funny to overeat. And even I've noticed even in churches, you know, people laughing about overeating and, you know, eating unhealthy foods. And it's not funny. It really isn't, because people feel horrible and it really does affect their mental health.
It does.
And it's so just really surround yourself with positivity, health and wellness. And again, I don't want you to think long-term. I don't want you to think 6 months in advance, a year in advance. I want you to think about tonight when you go to bed, when you lay your head on the pillow, you know, making 1 or 2 healthier choices and take those successes and feel good about them and pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because the whole point of Crazy Talk is educating and breaking stigma. And it is in our culture, like you said, kind of funny socially about overeating, but there's a lot of people struggling with the opposite thing going on with their eating disorders. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like touching or talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's the other end of the spectrum is people, you know, again, and you know this, that a lot of times it's not about the food. It's about past traumas.
Right.
It's about controlling, you know, again, it's about controlling. This is maybe the only area they feel like they have control. So they restrict and they have distorted body images. They don't see themselves as too thin, or they see food as, you know, something that they think is going to bring them healing in the places of like bulimia. Mm-hmm. You know, they respond after a stressor, or, and it's their emotional response, and they eat 5,000 calories or 10,000 calories.
Right.
And then they go purge because they know that what they've just done has damaged them. And again, it's a deeper issue. And that's why it's really important for dietitians and mental health professionals to work super closely together in those situations, because it's not just about the food. I give them certain behavioral strategies to eat healthy. Like, here's what I want you to do. With eating disorder clients that are anorexia, I encourage them to, I give them small goals. Mm-hmm. So like if you're scared of, and honestly, they are afraid of certain foods,
right?
You say you take that food and you eat one per day, you know, or, you know, whatever it may be, but you train them to expand their, you know, expand the choices or face those fears or go ahead and you eat it and nothing happened to you, you know, and to really work. But again, you know, dietitians are fully aware that without a healthcare, without a mental health professional,
they really do
have to work closely with them.
And next month, I believe, is eating disorder Awareness Month, and we're going to have Miss Michelle Chapman, who is a licensed professional counselor who specializes in some eating disorder information. She's going to be on the show for us to talk about that. I work with some eating disorders. I think most therapists do. It's very important. Everyone knows that I definitely push this. It takes a whole team.
Absolutely.
Especially in these types of things. This is not something that you want to just Google or get random advice from. Right. You need to have professionals advising you and supporting you. And there's no need to struggle alone. Reach out to Lori is here with us at Face-to-Face Therapy now. If you're another counselor or therapist and you want to use Lori's services, you can do that. You can still contact us. You don't have to be my client to do that. We're bringing other people on board too. We've got yoga and massage coming and lots of fun things to help you overall.
Yeah. And I have worked with eating disorders in the past. And so, you know, I have experience with that. Mm-hmm. And it is an area where I love to be able to assist and support clients that are struggling with mm-hmm. eating disorders. And it is something that I care deeply about. And that is going to be where to, you know, just the continual support. And because a lot of times, you know, eating disorder clients sometimes know more about nutrition than I do in some areas.
Oh,
because
yes.
They're very, very knowledgeable.
Yes.
And sometimes they have distorted knowledge. And so I see my role as really just bringing them back into, yes, you're not wrong about that mm-hmm. as far as your belief in that. But here's how this is, you know, hurting you. Or this is how I can help you kind of bring you back into reality as far as just your relationship with food. And that's really what it's all about, is your relationship with food and not having that be a cause of stress or control, but just having it be part of how you live your life and fuel your body, and viewing food as a fuel and not as a control or an enemy or something that's going to harm you.
I like that. I love that, Lori. Bradley, did you have anything else that you were interested in asking Lori about?
Oh, Lord, I think we could go for another 2 hours.
Well, I guess that means we'll just mark this as episode one with Lori, and we'll do another episode, and maybe she might even want to join us with Michelle. We'll figure all that out, but eating disorders is something that we all care about a lot. It's something that there's still a great stigma about and a very, very lack of education. Mm-hmm. And we want to change that, either way you're going. Relationship with food is very important to your physical and mental health, your relationship. It affects everything.
It
Lori, did you have anything you would like listeners to know right now?
Well, other than I am available. I mean,
yeah.
I am here for you. I want to inspire you. I want to educate you. I want to equip you with tools. And I also want to make food a positive part of your life, and not a stressor, not a part of your life that brings you stress or, you know, weighs you down. And so I just really want to be there to make food a positive part of your life.
Yes. If you would like to schedule an appointment with Lori, you can call us at 501-697-8053. Once again, it's 501-697-8053. Or you can go to our website at facetofacetherapy.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Listen to our podcast, subscribe. There's going to be a lot more stuff coming up about food and relationships and mental
health. Got lots of stuff booked. Lots of stuff booked. It's exciting.
We have some super exciting stuff. Ooh, Bradley, can we go ahead and drop that? Our next guest coming up. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Lorenzo is amazing. And Lorenzo, sorry, I cut out for just a second. Lorenzo is amazing. I have seen him speak on the steps of the Capitol. And I know that our listeners are really going to enjoy listening to his story and listening to all the different projects he's got going on. I'm really
Lorenzo Lewis.
That.
Is from the Confession Project. So check him out. The what? Confess?
The Confess Project.
Confess, sorry, not Confession. The Confess Project. So he's going to educate us about that. We're super excited. Don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Send me up.